Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for this great door of utterance. Yes. Our pastor is coming to you today with a message of what thus saith the Lord. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day that God have opened up this door of utterance. We are the church of God and we are established in the word of God. Yes. We are Jews. We are Israelites. And we are followers of Christ.
Oh, yes.
Glad to be with you today. Want to make known those that are hearing us. Maybe you'd like to know what other venues we're on. You can visit us at www.godscovenantchurch.org. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. And also we're on broadband, shortwave radio, WIBN, www.winb.com, or you can call 712-432-5377 on the Sabbath day, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Or is it, yes, Pacific time. We're going to talk about, again, being separated from the mother's womb. We've all come from many walks of life. But before you've been born again, you've got to be cut from the ties of the world. And I'm going to make mention of what those ties can be. Just a few. We're on this subject on last Sabbath. We're going to continue on this thought. Before we get into that, we have a number. Our Deacon Dale wrote this song, Blameless. Thank God for the choir, Sister V, Blameless.
Now that I know what's required of man, Lord, I am seeking, wash me with my God in whom I delight. Purify my soul, that I be holy.
And which you're calling for,
made perfect
without spot or wrinkle,
and be righteous. The crown of glory, dying dim of beauty. Yes, Lord, I am seeking. Wash me with my God and my delight.
Make me whole.
And he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Thank God.
I'm thanking God for our anointing that's going on. All the prophets and the apostles. Great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy. For the stand they took in holiness.
In holiness, yes.
They're in the bosom of God and we're continuing steadfast.
Yes.
In the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Isn't that beautiful? We're continuing, and Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe the scripture, the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture has said. We believe on the Lord according to the scripture, and it's rightly divided. And our thought again today is in Galatians 1. Let's go there. Galatians 1. We like to get into the word. We don't have any trinkets to sell you. We're not going to spend our half an hour begging you for money. But if you would, drop us a line. Let us know what you think about this broadcast and let us know, yes, I support you, and if you do, we want you to worship with us. If you can't get here in spirit, follow the teaching online, through the broadcast. Call us at 323-754-8302 or drop us a line, 425 Laconia Boulevard. In Galatians 1 and 1 says what, Evangelist?
Mm-hmm. 1 and 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man.
So everyone that God sent has to have that same testimony. God may use a man, but it cannot be the doctrine of men. And if God uses a male or female, it's got to be those that are in the Spirit. Because the Spirit of God, the anointing of God, has got to send you. Mm-hmm. Paul's was not of men. Neither by man, but what?
But by Jesus Christ.
What?
And God the Father, who raised him from the dead.
Read.
And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia.
And if you notice, it was not unto the Christians. It was unto the churches, yes, of Galatia.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout all the scriptures, when he left, the apostles, the prophets, the followers of God, the deacons, evangelists, the pastors and teachers never refer to each other as Christians. We're not ashamed to be called Christians, but it's more important to be called a saint,
yes,
because that is the operation of God to sanctify his people from this world,
yes,
from the womb we came in through. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
read.
Grace be to you and peace from God the Father,
mm-hmm,
and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen closely. What?
Who gave himself.
What?
For our sins.
What?
That he might deliver us from this present evil world.
World is yet evil. We've got to be delivered from this present evil world, and that's the womb we've come from.
Yes.
I understand some feel like babies, if they die, and little children, they're righteous. Sin was passed upon everyone born in this life,
yes,
with the exception of a few.
Mm-hmm.
That was a special situation. But sin is passed upon every man.
Yes.
Whether you are a babe or 900 years old. And we have to be delivered from this present world, what?
According to the will of God and our Father.
We've got to be delivered according to God's word.
Yes.
We have to be delivered from having gods before God.
Yes.
Making graven images, taking his name in vain, delivered from forgetting the Sabbath day to remembering the Sabbath day,
yes,
to keep it holy. We have to be delivered from not honoring the Father, but honoring the Father and the Mother, those that carry God.
All right.
And if you're of the Spirit, you will honor what God is doing.
Yes.
As the Lord said, love me with all your heart. When you honor the Father, you honor the Son.
Yes.
And the Son is only instituting and setting up through the Spirit of God, what God would have us do.
Yes.
And I thought about how Moses called out Korah, come out. And he said, I will not. So many churchgoers love these big mega churches because they can slip in and out without notice. But when you come to the church, you should be coming gathering under God, under the word, under the Spirit, and they're one.
Yes.
Whatever you have to do, put it on hold. Make God first.
Yes.
But so many have to go bowling. So many have chores they have to do. Many things to do, but they don't gather unto God. That's not honor. Whenever the Spirit of God is gathering us, we should be here.
Yes.
Because we love God with all our heart and all our soul. We have most of the time to do what we have to do.
Yes.
But why not give ourselves to God when God is gathering us together? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present world, evil world, according
to the will of God and our God, of God and our Father.
Isn't that beautiful? 10th verse.
Mm-hmm. For do I now persuade man or God?
What?
Or do I seek to please men?
We don't seek to please men here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. It's my job to tell you what's right, to tell you what pleases God.
Yes.
That we might walk with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant.
So we should ask ourselves, are we pleasing God, or what we're doing, is it lawful? Is it necessary? Could you put it on hold?
All right.
Because the word is going forth.
Yes.
It's all right to listen on the broadcast, but if you can be in the presence, fellowship and gather together, why not make it a priority? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 15th verse.
Uh-huh. But when it pleased God.
What?
Who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by
grace. God have got to separate us. Now, you know what? Let's read the 13th verse. What does it say?
All right. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion.
Well, the Jews' religion today is called Judaism.
Yes.
And it was not the Lord's religion. It wasn't God's religion. It's not the church's religion. Paul was caught up in Judaism, the Jews' religion.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
How that beyond measure.
I persecuted the
church of God.
What?
And wasted it.
What?
And profited in the Jews' religion.
There it is again, the Jews' religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had come out of that. That was the mother's womb he came out of,
right,
was more important than that natural womb.
Right.
Read.
Above many, my equal.
What?
In mine own nation.
What?
Being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father.
Well, we got many churchgoers today. Name the denomination. And they're zealous of many works. But it's the traditions of the fathers.
Mm-hmm.
This is the womb we've got to be separated from. Because God didn't call these denominations.
No.
God have called us unto holiness.
Yes.
Read.
But when it pleased God.
What?
Who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace.
What?
To reveal his son in me.
It's all about revealing the Lord in us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not looking for him again coming through the clouds. He's coming through you and I if we will allow him to.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to Rome. Oh, no, read a little further.
That I might preach him among the heathen.
All right, what?
Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
So when you get the knowledge of God, you don't need to go try to tell somebody about God that God is not dealing with. Let your light shine. Let's go to Romans 8 and 5.
All right.
When God is calling and you heed the call, let's not deal with flesh and blood. More importantly, let's not deal with a fleshly mind. Let's get in the spirit.
All right.
We've got to come out of the things of the flesh. That's our journey once we say yes to God.
Yes,
coming
yes.
out of Egypt.
Yes.
Coming out of the world. Walking in the spirit.
Yes.
As he is in the spirit.
Spirit.
Romans 8 and 5. What does it say?
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
So when you say or think many times in so many churches, when they think they get God, they tell them, go out and tell somebody. In the flesh. Carnality. That's not what God said. Let your light shine. You need a charge to go tell somebody about God.
Yes.
Let your life shine and let that speak for you. Read.
But they
yes.
that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit.
So these words of the 10 precepts, they are spirit and they're life. And we mind the things that God spoke, having no other gods before God on down. Read.
For to be carnally minded is death.
What?
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
That's life when you are ready to be gathered to the Spirit of God, to hear what God is going to
yes.
say. We need every meal we get from God.
Yes.
Because our adversary is out there like a roaring lion, seeking whom we may devour.
Yes.
You never know what you're going to need for tomorrow to fight off that devil.
Right.
So wherever the Spirit of God has gathered you, we need to be there.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Because
what?
The carnal mind is enmity against God.
Now the
God.
Carnal mind is an enemy
yes.
to God.
Yes.
What?
For it is not subject to the law of God.
Well, that's what these preachers say. The law of God was done away with because they have a carnal mind. And you're not subject to God's law, which
All
is
right.
God's word.
All right.
But the devil will tell you where the law is done away with. That means God's word is done away with. That's not true.
No, it's not.
But when you are spiritual minded, you are subject to not having gods before God, not lying on down, all of them.
All right.
And honoring God. Isn't that beautiful? For
neither
it is not subject to the law
be.
Of God. What?
Neither indeed can be.
So we have to get rid of that carnal mind. That is the womb we've come from.
Yes.
We all have a carnal mind and except we're born again. Read.
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Is that plain? We can't please God when we're in the flesh, so we must be born again.
Yes.
With a spiritual mind, which means a mind to be subject to God's word, to his law. Matthew's 5 and 17. Isn't that beautiful? I trust that I'm making this plain. It is not hard. It's simple. If you obey God's word, if you obey the 10 precepts, which is law, if you obey the commandments of God, you are spiritual minded. Matthew's 5 and 17.
Think not.
Listen what the Lord is saying. Think not.
That I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
What?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Should that not be our mind? To fulfill God's word, to lift up God's word, to promote God's word. 1 John 2 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
When we do this, we are separating ourselves from the womb because the natural man does not believe in the laws of God. And I'm talking about the 10 precepts, and most don't know that the 10 commandments is God's word.
So true.
1 John 2 and 6.
Mm-hmm. He that saith he abideth in him,
what?
Ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked.
So we want to be spiritual minded. We say we love the Lord. Let's walk as he walked. And I believe he said, walk in love. And he also said, this is love if you keep my commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Fourth chapter, 4 and 17. What does it say?
Thank God.
1 John 4 and 17.
Herein is our love made perfect.
Because everybody wants to talk about love. We say, well, the Lord just say love. That's true. Love is the summation of keeping God's commandments. Mm-hmm. When you keep God's commandments, as the Lord said, he that hath my commandment and keepeth it, he it is that loveth me.
Right.
And herein is our love made perfect. What?
That we may have boldness.
What?
In the day of judgment.
What?
Because as he is.
As he is.
So are we in this world.
Isn't that beautiful? So we want to be just like the Lord in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the Lord is holy.
Yes.
Hebrews 12 and 10. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving a little fast here, but there's a point I'm trying to get across, because we have to be separated from all this false teaching, which is the womb we've come from, we've inherited from the forefathers.
Yes.
Hebrews 12 and 10, what does it say?
For they verily for a few days chastised us.
Chastened us.
Chastened us.
What?
After their own pleasure.
Talking about being chastised by our parents. What?
But he for our profit.
Now he for our profit, what?
That we might be partakers of his holiness.
So it doesn't say being partakers of baptism.
No.
It's holiness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 4 and 7 to 8. Isn't that beautiful? So we want to be a part of the Lord's holiness, because the scripture says, be ye therefore holy, as your Father in heaven is holy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 4 and 7. What does it say?
For God hath not called us unto uncleanness.
What?
But unto holiness.
So that's what our calling is. I don't know what you would call to be. Presbyterian? Lutheran? African Episcopal? Methodist? I was called unto holiness. And all those that God the Lord called is called unto holiness. Read.
He therefore that despises not man.
So if you don't despise, if you despise what I'm saying here, if you despise me speaking about a denomination, you're not despising me. What?
But God.
You're despising God. What?
Who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit.
So think and reason a little bit. If you have the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, how can you be Baptist? You have to be holy, because the Father, the Spirit don't dwell in an unclean temple. He didn't call us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Let's go back. Galatians 1 mm-hmm. and 15. If I don't get a chance to say much more, this broadcast, we may not continue with this thought. Whatever we talk about, it's all about holiness.
Yes.
It's all about keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
Keeping God's word. Keeping God's law. Pleasing God. Making it into the kingdom.
Yes.
It's all the same. Righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? Galatians 1 and 15. Say it again.
But when it pleased God.
When it pleased God.
Separated me from my mother's womb.
What?
And called me by his grace.
It takes the word to separate us. And we're separated through knowledge. Read.
To reveal his son in me.
What?
That I might preach him among
the
heathen.
So if the Lord is being revealed in us, What am I looking for him to come through a cloud? We are his cloud of witnesses.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
That's what the scripture means when it says you'll see me no more till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
To reveal his son in me, mm-hmm. that I might preach him. What?
Among the heathen.
So how can you preachers preach the Lord if he's not in you?
All right.
And if he's in you, why are you looking for him to come through a cloud? That beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 10
mm-hmm.
and 32. Let's go there. Maybe this broadcast is going to be signing off, but you can always catch the rest of this lesson possibly on the net. I think we've given you that information.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 10 and 32. What does it say?
Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father.
So we have to take a stand. We have to take a stand for God before men. In other words, I can't do this, I can't do that. I have to live for God.
That's right.
Can't go with you today. I have to live for God. I must be gathered with the saints.
Oh,
I got to be at church. I got to hear the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
As the scripture says, forsake not the assembling of yourself. Now, if it's lawful, that's all right. But some things we have in our power to do, as the scripture says, he that know to do and doeth not, to him is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven.
What?
Think not. That I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword.
Isn't that beautiful? So they love to paint the Lord so peaceful. But the Lord is telling you, I've come to send a sword.
Yes.
Where?
For I am come to set a man at variance against his father.
All right.
And the daughter against her mother.
What?
And the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
You cannot serve God if you are concerned about somebody's feelings that don't have a mind to live for God. When it comes to disrupting your service for God, when it comes to deterring you from taking a stand and living the life, you cannot be concerned about mother, father, sister, brother.
That's right.
Read.
And a man's foe.
What?
Shall be they of his own household.
What?
He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
Is that plain? Not worthy if we love anything more than the Lord.
That's right.
Now, I believe the scripture says, where your heart is, there will your treasure be.
Yes.
Where your treasure is, there will your heart be.
Yes.
So if you love to be with God, where is God but with his people?
All right.
I believe Abraham left his father's house to be with the Lord.
He did.
So if you want to be with God, gather with God's people.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
What?
And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me
is not
worthy of me.
St. John 12 and 42. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
I thank God for the teaching.
Yes.
We go over these scriptures over and over, and it never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
Because God don't get old.
No, he doesn't.
God is like our daily eggs.
Mm-hmm.
When you're healthy, you can eat all the eggs you want, but you always have an appetite for another one.
Yes.
You always have an appetite for another piece of toast.
Yes.
It fulfills you for a season.
It does.
But then here come the hunger.
Yes.
And that same piece of bread you ate yesterday, you'll eat it again.
That's right.
And you're going to say, good.
Yes.
That beautiful?
That's right.
St. John 12:42.
Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, mainly believed on him.
Many
believed on him.
What?
But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue.
So concerned about your friends, neighbors, acquaintances, because now you're living for God and you must give your whole mind and soul to God, but you need to, well, I don't know if I can go to your church because I need to go to Chuck E. Cheese on Bible study night. You need to be listening to what God has for your soul. But many things come up. You believe, you know it's right, but you don't want to pay the price and the sacrifice. As the Lord said, many will seek and will not be able. Read.
For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God.
They loved the praises of men more than